This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Liz Pagel back on the show. She's talking about a recent TransUnion study based on debt consolidation that revolves around following the rapid rise of credit card use. More consumers are now using unsecured personal loans to consolidate debt, which is a great idea, but there's an asterisk to this, which we cover in our conversation. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have TransUnion's very own Liz Pagel. She's back for more. How are you, Liz? Good to see you again.
Great to see you. Glad to be here.
Good, good. Well, glad you're here as well, because you folks at TransUnion has just put out a really cool study on debt consolidation, and it all revolves around following the rapid rise in credit card use most recently, as more consumers are now using unsecured personal loans to consolidate that debt. But there's a little asterisk right here that we'll get to in a little bit. But I want to give you give us a quick overview of this study. Give us a quick elevator speech, if you will, to just kind of lay the foundation, if you will.
Yeah. Well, so using personal loans to consolidate credit card debt is nothing new, right? Consumers have been doing that for a very long time. Yeah. We've studied this before. Consolidating credit card debt's always been one of the top uses of personal loans. It's hard to know what consumers are using their personal loans for, because most lenders don't collect that information. Even if they do, if a consumer says they're going to use their loan to pay off credit card debt, that's not always exactly what they do. So we wanted to study that. We wanted to really kind of match payments. Since we can't tell what it's for, we looked for a personal loan showing up on the credit file, and then looked for a very quick pay down of credit card debt, and kind of match those together and say, hey, look, this consumer used this loan to pay off this credit card debt.
Gotcha.
And then we wanted to look at how those consumers perform, how the utilization on the credit card moves going forward, and then look at the impact on the consumer wallet of having consolidated that debt. We thought it was appropriate to think about this in the rising rate environment, given that credit card debt is, the interest rates are going up on that, on consumers, and they're paying more and more on those balances. Mm-hmm. And although rates are going up on personal loans as well, once you get the loan, that rate stays steady. And still, when you look at prime and above consumers, you have pretty good savings between a installment loan, which is a little cheaper, and what they typically paying on their balances on a credit card.
So I see a lot of discrepancies in the amount of debt that has been racked up in the last year or so. There's some 14 trillion, or it's in the trillions. Just leave it there. You might have a better number than I do. But so what were some of the significant findings? I want to get right to it here. What were some of the significant findings that you guys discovered in this study?
For one, we didn't see a huge jump in credit card consolidation loans. So the percentage of personal loans used for debt consolidation has been pretty steady for the past 10 years. It's high. It's a big portion of the personal loans that are taken out. I was kind of expecting to see the interest rates are going up. Everyone's going to start consolidating our debt. We didn't see that huge jump. And I think the reason is that there were a lot of other options for consumers to consolidate their credit card debt during this time. So the study went, looked across several years. Included in that time was this period that I'm sure you've talked about on your show before, the end of 21, beginning of 22. That was just like a absolute growth period for credit cards and personal loans. So during that time, somebody that has credit card debt could probably do a 0% balance transfer on a credit card, because those offers were coming in the mail like crazy.
Yep.
They could do a personal loan. But then also, as interest rates started going up, HELOCs actually started looking better. And that's something that's probably exciting for your audience, because it's been a product that was sleepy for a very long time. Probably because the fintechs could disperse funds on a personal loan in half an hour, and getting a HELOC includes a lot of paperwork and legwork. And suddenly those were more attractive as well. So it's actually worth doing the work, because the interest rate on the HELOC is so much lower than the personal loan. So consumers were probably consolidating, moving their credit card debt around in multiple ways, but personal loans, one of them. The biggest finding for me, as once we isolated that population, was so consumers take a big chunk out of their credit card debt. They don't pay the whole thing off typically, but usually they take a big chunk out of their balance. Mm-hmm. And because they do that, they get a new increased open to buy on that credit card that they paid off part of it. And that new open to buy really helps their credit score.
Yeah.
So you see the consumer take out, consolidate the debt, put it into a personal loan, start making those payments over time on the personal loan, but their credit score improves immediately. So if you're looking to help consumers shape up their credit score because they're getting ready for a big purchase or they're really just trying to build credit, mm-hmm. you know, this is a great way to have an immediate impact. Now, don't go take out a personal loan while you're applying for a mortgage. The mortgage lenders don't like that.
No.
But this is a good, if you're planning long term to apply for credit in the future and you really want to help improve your credit score, this is a great way to bring that balance down, increase your open to buy, improve your score. But there's a trick, and you mentioned the asterisk before.
Yes.
So when we saw this, it's like, this is awesome. The consumers are paying down their debt. They get a bump to their credit score. They increased open to buy. Then we watched them for a little while. So we look 18 months later, and most of those consumers on average have brought their balance back up on the credit card pretty close to where they were before.
Oh my gosh.
So this is an awesome tool to build credit, to manage your finances.
Yeah.
But you really have to manage it. So when you look at your members doing this, you got to really counsel them to say, hey, this is a great tool, but then you have to watch that credit card. You do not balances all the way back up, or you'll be back where you started and you'll have a personal loan to pay.
Yeah.
So it's a great tool, but you have to be careful with it.
It's almost like robbing Peter to pay Paul. But you have to be very disciplined in this area to get the benefits from it, right? So, and what you saw on average, a lot of folks I don't want to say they fell back into bad habits, because we talked before the show, like, what's going on out there? Because everything's expensive now, and that's one of the reasons why debt is so high, credit card debt is so high right now, because of inflation. So, but yeah, for me, the main theme here is just discipline, and it's really difficult to do when inflation was you know, going rampant like it was. And hopefully now it's, you know, we got some sort of handle on it, but gosh, yeah, that asterisk that we just talked about is really scary, you know, because get into this and it almost becomes a vicious cycle where you get into, oh my gosh, now how am I going to clean that up? And I've got this mess over here. I feel so bad for some of these folks that get really wrapped up in this.
Yeah, and it's tempting because you've got the open to buy then available on your credit card. And you just have to remember, hey, I did a lot of work to turn this into a personal loan. And now I'm doing the hard work of paying month by month, taking big chunks out of that debt that I have. Yep. But you want that to last.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned how, because one of my questions is like, okay, where does the credit union come in here? Because obviously our audience are credit unions. And you mentioned in there, hey, this would be a great place for credit unions to step up to provide some advice, to provide some financial counseling. Is that pretty much what they can do in this situation? Or are there other things that they can do?
I think that's a huge piece of it, because they have those relationships with those members. And a lot of the loans going out now are so like behind the wall of a platform, and you never get to talk to the person. So I think that's a huge value that you can bring. I do think this is a great tool, and the personal loan debt consolidation tool is a great tool for credit unions. The other thing that our study found was that the personal loans that are used to consolidate credit card debt actually over time perform better than loans used for anything else. So any other use of a personal loan, a wedding, a swimming pool, a vacation, grocery money, like whatever it's being used for. And it kind of makes sense. So the consumer that's savvy enough to say, hey, I'm going to start paying down my credit card debt, they're comparing interest rates, they're making a decision to make the health of their wallet better, to improve their credit score. It makes sense to me that those consumers would be the more savvy ones that are more conscious and more likely to make the payments than somebody who said, ooh, look, here's a loan, I'm going on vacation.
Exactly. I don't want to do that.
But so there's some marketing opportunity there. Like if you're trying to cut back on risk, but still underwrite to your existing customers, some targeted marketing for that have credit card debt, mm-hmm. and you can see it high cost credit card debt, and you can see that, hey, I could actually approve them for a substantially lower rate on a personal loan. Some targeted marketing that says, hey, look, here's all the benefits of it. Like, it's going to improve your credit score. It's going to help you take chunk month by month the discipline to take out that debt over time. Mm-hmm. You're going to save money on interest. Some of that marketing is really valuable.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And they can help them along the way so they don't get, so they don't fall into what happened to the average folks that you guys were watching, where it just comes right. percolating back to the surface. So based on all these findings and what we've just talked about, and I think you alluded to it a little bit in your previous response, Liz, is what were the lessons from this study, from the finding? Obviously, there's much more to this than what we just talked about, but based on what we just talked about here, I mean, what are some of the lessons that you guys learned here?
Yeah. I've always liked the personal loan product. It's the bread and butter of the business that I run at TransUnion. But this study made me like it even more. It's really a great tool for consumers. It's a really great tool to pay down debt, to improve your credit. And I like the discipline of it. I think that it's just every month you take a chunk out of that debt, you pay it back. And there's a real sense of accomplishment for the consumer when they do products like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the personal loan too, and we've seen this not from this study, but just from the growth of the product, it's more mainstream now. Consumers know what it is. Mm-hmm. They know it's a tool. Mm-hmm. I honestly think buy now, pay later has played into that a little bit. So if you finance a pair of sneakers and you pay it back over your three payments, you're like, I did that. I made those payments. Now I paid for my sneakers. Like, I think it's like almost training wheels for a personal loan. They understand how that product works. So I think that the more, many more consumers know it's an option now. And now with this study, you can start talking about how it can help you manage your debt, manage your credit over time. So that's part of the study.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think what you just touched on is the education aspect of it. The more aware we are, the more aware the consumer is about these options out there, and to be, I don't know, cognizant of their budgeting, of their spending habits, things like that. I mean, I think we're all going to be better off here. And then again, based on our audience, to have a credit union at the foundation of all that is the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae for sure. So yeah.
It's really a way to help your consumers or help your members manage your finances.
Couldn't agree more. And we'll put the link in the show notes to this study, because there's a lot more than what we just talked about. It's kind of an iceberg type thing. There's a lot more going underneath the surface exactly. here for sure. So anything else to add to wrap up here, Liz? Because I know you're busy, and I don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts on this?
No, I think check out the link in the notes, more to come there, and we'll continue doing this type of research.
Yeah, this is valuable, valuable stuff for sure. So, all right, Liz, I'm going to let you get on your way. Thank you so much once again for your expertise and your insights. We always appreciate it, and keep up the good work there at TransUnion. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.